Welcome to the Write Your Own Story podcast. I'm your host, Betsy Leonidas, and the founder of the Write Your Own Story Company. Girl, I can tell you right now, you are definitely enough. Here we value service, sisterhood, connection, laughter, and that super genuine, keep it real, tell you like it is honesty. My hope is at the end of each episode, you realize you can do whatever it is you dream about and that you are not alone with what you struggle with. I'm hoping that you are snapping and clapping and hell yes in your way through each one of these episodes. So if this tracks with you, let's get started. I'm so glad you're here. Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Write Your Own Story podcast. I'm your host, Betsy Leonidas, and I am so glad you're here. Today's episode is all around my 2024 mantra, which is really simple. And this is brand new to me. Actually, this is not brand new to me. I've been kind of toying with this notion for probably the last half of 2023, really sort of researching and just kind of studying and taking it all in. But this mantra for 2024 is nice and simple, which is always my favorite. And it is, what if it all works out? These words have come in handy so many times, in little ways and big ways. And I'm really excited to let that be the strong undercurrent for my 2024. So let me just first start off with what I promise you for this episode. I know so many of us are people pleasers and overachievers and incredibly hard workers. And I really think this is going to give you one of those moments where you can be like, huh, this is something for me definitely to think about. And you may be ready for it. You may not be ready for it. All of it is okay. It may not be right for you. All is good. But for me, now that I'm in 2024, I am ready to say, what if it all works out? Okay, let me take a step back. So I very, very, very much so spent probably the first 39, 40 years of my life, the harder you work, the more you achieve. Now, don't get me wrong. I am all in on hard work. I would say outside of integrity and kindness, hard work is very, very, very much at the top of my values list. That said, I know that feeling, and I'm sure you guys do too, where you are completely depleted from the relentless pushing for a goal. So often it feels like if you just push and then push a little bit harder and then push it uphill and then push it while everyone is sleeping, and it may not be working out, but if I just push harder, and then all of a sudden I'm having these moments in life where it doesn't work out. And that was absolutely like earth-shattering to me. When you feel like you have laid everything on the table, you have tried your hardest, you have been the definition of a perfect version of what you think whatever role should be, whether it be at home or at work or whatever, and it still can come crashing down. And that is life-changing. But for me, and a really, really, in hindsight now, very liberating way. What do they say? It's like, if it's not, you know, the things that are meant for you will come to you and the things that are meant to go will go. And God, that takes a huge dump truck full load of acceptance and time, but it's true for sure. And that's where I feel like this mantra of what if it all works out comes from. I have been spending probably, as I mentioned, the last 6 months or so really studying this idea. And it's pretty fascinating. You know, it's sort of this mix of faith and manifesting and this new sort of world that we live in post-COVID where everyone is working from home and making their own schedules. Like, we're so in less of a fixed world now more than ever, with access to more things, flexibility in our schedule, access to various faiths and thought practices and influences. And I don't know. So I've just really been taking the last 6 months, and I wouldn't say I've been actively studying this notion, but it has been one of those reoccurring themes that continues to pop up in my life. So as I was sitting here thinking about what I wanted to talk about today, I was like, you know what? I want my mantra for 2024 to be incredibly simple. And I am so sick of a lot of sort of small traits and issues that I have in my life. And the whole notion of what if it all works out really addresses those. So let me dive in here. In order for me to get on board with what if it all works out, I have to do some serious work. I have to, first and foremost, release fear. Oh my God, that is not easy. For someone, so many of us have had the rug pulled out of them, from under them in any way, shape, or form in life, right? Like, it happens. It happens on a big scale. It happens on a small scale. But all those moments can create these sort of like micro fears in your body or macro fears in your body. And you can be anything from like a little bit timid to incredibly hypervigilant. I am more on the hypervigilant side, like extensively, but I am absolutely working towards inching my way back from hypervigilant. For those who hypervigilant, so you don't sit in therapy every week like I do. Hypervigilant is really this notion of like your head constantly on swivel, waiting for something else bad to happen. And I'm not too bad at that anymore. I've really like, I often have to actively say to myself, in, you know, this sounds very dramatic, but in big scenarios or small scenarios, you are safe. You got this. You don't need to be afraid. So step one for me, for even letting the notion of it all working out, is absolutely to release whatever it is that I'm afraid of. Fear is not mine to carry. My body is built to alarm me if something is going to be life-threatening, God willing. And if not, it has failed me, and that's a bigger issue. But regardless, fear, I have to let it go. It has suffocated me for so long, and it's not mine anymore. So I'm letting that shit go. The next one is really around faith. So this has been a huge turning point for me in my life. I was raised in a faithless home, and that is okay. I had such core structure in my family. I understood the notion of community. But for me, faith is really faith in the universe and sort of this like, I'm more in the like, you know, the earth energy and universe, and that like there is so much more than just who we are on earth. And whatever your faith may be, faith to me, like one of the simplest ways to explain it is that what is meant for you will not pass you by. So if you have this massive goal and you are just ready to push that giant ball up the hill, absolutely push it. Push it with all your might. But you also have to release the fear that, oh my God, what if it rolls down and rolls back over me? And trust that if you are meant to push this ball up the hill, it will go up the hill. This is a really weird example. I don't know why I picked this as my through line, but we're pushing balls up hills. So those are my first two. You got to release fear and you have to have faith. The next one, and this was another big one, is I have to trust myself. I have to trust myself, one, that I can handle whatever it is at hand that I'm like really trying to accomplish. And if it is not just that, I have to trust myself that, heaven forbid, what I'm really hoping for doesn't work out, or what I'm wishing for, what I'm what my goals are. If it doesn't work out, I am going to be just fine. We have all survived every single day of our life thus far. And heaven forbid, whatever it is that we're deeply passionate about or deeply committed to or whatever it may be, fill in the blank. Or honestly, you don't make your flight. I am in sweats right now because I'm going to bed and waking up in 4 hours to take my kids on a week-long vacation. Heaven forbid we don't make our flight tomorrow. I'm going to be fine. The kids are going to be fine. We will figure it out. There, I've shifted from making my flight to pushing balls up the hill. But I think this is a big deal for those of us who had things in our life that we didn't see coming. Yeah, honestly, that's the core of really where my perspective comes from. Then you spend so much time with your head on swivel and constantly looking for the next thing to go wrong. But one, you have to release the fear and you have to trust the universe that it is doing all the clearing and bringing for you, but that also no matter what happens, you're going to be okay because you completely trust yourself. The safest person you can be with is yourself. Okay, so I think that's 1, 2, 3. Number 4 is this notion around releasing the outcome. So for example, let's say for me, I am starting a business. I have business courses, a podcast, and merchandise. When I have very specific financial goals for what I want this business to be, as well as very specific impact goals around service, impact on my life, impact on my family's life, etc. But let's just stick with financial goals for a second. So when I set my financial goals, I really was like, okay, the business courses are going to absolutely be the lion's share. This podcast will eventually yield some form of income, merchandise. I've done this before. I know what to do, but it's no longer the bread and butter of this company. So yeah, that's how it's absolutely going to shake out. As I've gotten through this, I've realized that probably is going to be how it is in the long run. I don't care how it is, to be honest. My goal is broad enough that it is around how I want to feel. I want to empower women. I want to feel connected to community. It has financial goals around it, supports a certain lifestyle for me and my four children. And at the end of the day, it's really fun. And those are my goals. And so how I get there, I have to completely release this notion of I know how exactly it's going to happen. I have ideas. I am working towards them. I have systems and operations in place, but I need to be flexible enough to say, hey, this service line is actually getting way more traction than the other. So let's really perfect this one first before we then continue to push this other one that isn't getting as much traction. And you are trying infinitely harder. When you're trying so hard and something isn't working out, it's time to take a step back and maybe even walk away from it for a second and just really sit with it and think, okay, I'm going to make it work. So this whole notion of being so prescriptive on what the outcome is and how it's going to look. I think the simplest form, I feel like I'm talking to my kids. I'm like, no pushing. You got to stop pushing. My last one is this notion, and like, it is so liberating. Let shit go. I am the queen of obsessing over details. It is like one of the core functions of my ADHD is I can think about something until the sun comes up. The letting go part for this is so often for the how something is going to happen, but you know what you want to happen. And all I know is that when I am anxious and when I am pushing and when I want something so desperately or when I am so desperately committed to something, sometimes you just have to let shit go and let it all work out. And I think that's it. I think that is exactly, those are sort of the pillars for the work that I have to do to support my mantra of what if it all works out? I'm going to release the fear of whatever it is I'm nervous about. I'm going to trust the universe that it absolutely has my back. What is meant for me will come. I'm going to trust myself that no matter what, I've got this. And I'm going to release the exact outcome of how it's going to happen. And last but not least, whatever is weighing me down, I'm just going to let that shit go and everything is going to be fine. Oh, you guys, I'm so excited for 2024. I have, you know, I've got 4 kids, 12 and under. And when my twins were born, it was 4 kids, 4 and under. And I feel like my friends and I would constantly joke like next year is our year. Next year is our year. And I feel like I've been saying that for so long and like felt truly in survival mode in some degree. You know, that's a wild spectrum as well in some way, shape or form. But last year, I didn't feel that way as much anymore. I'm starting to feel lighter. I'm starting to feel more peaceful. My kids are awesome ages. Work is great. It's really hard, but it's still really awesome. I have a relationship with myself and with my community and with my family that I've never really had before. And I'm just really enjoying this because I know life comes with ebbs and flows. And so with 2024, as I'm sort of like getting into this more peaceful, let's just roll with it state and just do your absolute best. This whole notion of, hey man, what if it all works out? Sounds pretty damn good. So that's what's cooking. So, okay, to wrap this up so I can go to bed and get on this flight with my kiddos. For those of us who are crippled by judgment, obsessed with achievement, worrying and fear, I say that with absolutely no judgment because I've been all of those things. Just promise me that you'll just at least have a think about, hey, what if it all works out? Okay, you guys, that's it. Happy New Year to everyone. I hope you guys are safe and healthy and really looking forward to what is to come with some really exciting visions for your life, surrounded by just loving yourself and showing up for all the things that you care about. So happy New Year. Thank you for listening. And hey, what if it all works out? Well, that's the end of this episode, but promise me you won't stop here with whatever it is you're feeling or dreaming about. I hope you leave today feeling empowered to live life just as you see fit. If this podcast was helpful to you, it would mean the world to me if you could leave a review on whatever platform you're listening on. I genuinely just want to help women live the life they dream about. So if this type of content tracks with you, subscribe to this podcast or visit our website, writeyourownstory.co, to download digital courses or to grab a journal and a mug to just dream in and dream with. It's your life, lady. Do you. And just remember, I'm rooting for you, and you've totally got this.